Hi, this is Joe Franciscu of Directions Media and the editor of LBS360.net. Today we're going to be speaking with Ted Morgan, CEO and founder of Skyhook, on Skyhook's recent announcement of the new My Loki service to be able to location-enable social networks. We'll talk to Mr. Morgan about his thoughts about some of the hurdles that need to be accomplished before people can use the My Loki service. Ted, what are some of the issues, especially the cultural issues, that people have to deal with before they might wish to use this type of service that you're offering?
Well, I think there is a lot of cultural learning that we have to all go through. And what we're trying to do with the introduction of MyLoki and relationships with Fire Eagle and others is to get the average consumer comfortable with the idea of using location and sharing it with the trusted group of friends, coworkers, family, et cetera. So there is a fair amount we need to learn here about how people feel about privacy, what kind of controls they'd like, how they want to share their location. What we're trying to do with MyLoki is provide all those options and allow consumers to feel it out for themselves and to let us know what works for them.
So maybe you can go into some of the privacy controls that you've built into the MyLoki service.
Yeah, so what we've done is we allow you to publish or share your location through a variety of avenues or methods. So you can publish your location to your blog, your website, through standard image interfaces or RSS feeds, and control the granularity of the location. So you could start out using the defaults, which are at a city level, which would put me in Boston, Massachusetts, and it would get no more specific than that, or you can take it down to the zip code level or even your exact street location. And we allow you to set those permissions through each of these publishing outputs and allow you to pick whether you share it with Facebook or not, whether you put it on your blog or not, and each one of those has its own location controls. And as we get some feedback, we'll add more controls too, based on what folks tell us.
Ted, you mentioned in the press release that you can use the MyLoki service with Facebook. Was an arrangement made with the company or are you using an API from them? Can you explain a little bit about how that works?
Right. We're using the standard open application platform of Facebook. So we're able to add these capabilities just using their standard interfaces. So there's no business relationship. We do know that the folks at Facebook are very interested in exploring this kind of content. As we talked about a bit in our release, we do think that your location is actually a really intriguing piece of information about you that can be automatically fed out to all your friends. And so as people get comfortable with that, they'll start to notice, as we have in our usage of it, how it tends to spark conversation about why you're in a certain city. It helps you get to know new people. It actually re-engages with folks that you might be connected with on Facebook but don't keep in very good touch with. And it's an incredible piece of content about you. We think it's more interesting than some of the things that people share about themselves today in Facebook.
Yeah, some of them are getting a lot of attention and perhaps are also a little bit too personal, but there are other services too that do this.
You look at services like Doppler that are fairly popular. Just you're manually telling your friends where you're going to be this week or where you're traveling to. But you're having to be fairly disciplined about updating that by hand all the time. People do that so that they can let folks know when they're in town and hopefully find a reason to get together. And so what we're doing is just making that all a lot easier by automatically updating your location as you travel around.
Can you make it a manual adjustment if you wanted to? Are there settings for that in the MyLoki service?
Yeah, you can set it to be completely manual if you'd like. And those are services that folks have used from other providers as well, where you can just manually adjust your location as you feel comfortable with it. We think what's unique about MyLoki is that you also have this option of automatically updating your location. And what you'll find as you use it is you just leave it on automatic and pick the level of granularity that you're comfortable with, and it just always updates.
One of the items that you mentioned in the release is about the personal badges. Can you explain a little bit about how that works?
Yeah, that's actually my personal favorite feature, is that you can put badges on your website to basically say Ted is in Boston. But the more interesting piece of it is you can add it to your email signature. So every email that goes out, certainly for me and others here, in your signature it says where you are at the time the viewer of that email is looking at it. And so it's amazing how that sparks add-on conversations with most of the folks I'm communicating with over email. And it's a great way of promoting the technology. It has a nice viral uptake on it, and as folks see that badge, they click on it and they can sign up for the service.
So does the badge actually go out and hit a location server and return an address that's linked inside of the email? How exactly does that function?
It's an image badge. So when you view an email from me, it has my name at the bottom and then a image that says Ted is in Boston, Mass. Ted is in San Francisco, California. And what it does is when you view that email, it just asks the MyLoki server where Ted is at that exact moment and just creates the image for you and adds it to your email.
Ted, so what's the end game here? What's the business model? Are you intending to drive advertising revenue through this service? What are your expectations for how the service might function and how you're going to make money?
Yeah, so a lot of what we're trying to do here, as we've always done with Loki, is introduce some innovative new ideas and concepts to a broad base of consumers so that they can get comfortable using location for local search, for navigation, and now for sharing your location. And what that does is get people comfortable with how they use it, what kind of controls they have, because in the end what that's going to do is drive more purchases of devices with location. In the end, our business grows based on selling our underlying Wi-Fi location engine to device makers. But there's a lot that needs to be done for the average consumer to feel comfortable with location and to understand it. Folks like TomTom and Garmin have gone a long way to explaining to the world what GPS is and how you can use it. And what we're trying to do is say there's a lot more that you can do above and beyond turn-by-turn driving. You can use location in your everyday life. But we have to get these applications in the hands of folks to get comfortable with it. And the carriers tend to slow that down, as we all know. And so we're trying to come up with some new ways to get these technologies out there. Now, for us, the longer-term play business-wise is that as more people are using these applications, as they're getting comfortable with location, they're buying more location-enabled devices, and eventually there's an opportunity for local advertising. But we can't start with local advertising. We can't just have people getting blasted with local ads when there's no value to that location to the user. And so we're trying to push the envelope on new value-added apps to consumers so that they get used to this, they demand it, and then there's an opportunity to think about advertising.
Yeah, that's a good point. What I was going to ask you, whether if you thought there was going to be some catalyst like there was in the in-vehicle navigation system, such as a form factor or size, or whether in this case it's social networks themselves that are the catalyst.
Well, we think social networks are a piece of it. We also think what's going on in the iPhone, even though it's discussed at great length, it can't be overstated that they're opening up this device to a large number of developers, a device that has a ton of capabilities in it. One of it is location as a core interface. And so we're going to see great new ideas coming out of the developer community to a user base of 5 to 10 million devices. And we're going to really learn what kind of specific location apps people want to use. And so this is a great breakthrough. This technology has been around for a while. But you really had to go through the traditional device makers and carriers to get things out there. And there's been very few that have been able to get through that thicket. With the Apple announcement, anyone can launch whatever they want on a great device that consumers seem to love. And so we think that's going to be a big catalyst as well.
So what are your plans with the iPhone? Are you going to be using the API that they just announced?
So we plan to add to bring Loki applications to the iPhone as well. Obviously, the underlying location engine in the iPhone is Skyhook, and that's baked as part of the operating system. But we'll roll out Loki products as well because we think we have some unique ideas that we want to get out there. And plus, we have a very large developer community that has been building on top of our APIs. And we know of a good amount of them that are already starting to build on top of the iPhone. So there's a great community of smaller, early stage developers that have been trying to get location apps out to the market. And this is really the first big opportunity for them to tap into a multi-million device market.
Well, so social networks are great, but I don't think business apps have even been tapped. I mean, these are great applications for the business community. What's your perspective there?
I think there's a piece of that, too. We know Salesforce.com is doing a lot on the mobile side. We expect them to roll out a native iPhone app. You can just imagine the... in our discussions with sales reps, that location can add an element to them as well. As they're on the road traveling and they have a meeting, they generally have a couple of hours of downtime. If they could use location just to quickly filter out all the contacts and their target companies, they can see other meetings that they could set up. These are things you could all do in the past, but having automatic location just makes it so much easier. Having it on a device like the iPhone makes it easier. As you saw during the announcement, they even have, medical applications for doctors that are being rolled out on the iPhone. So I think we're getting to the point where we're just going to tap into the collective creativity of all these developers and actually see the result of it.
Well, Ted, great. Thanks for catching up with us today on your perspective on social networking. Take care now.
Oh, great. Well, good catching up with you today.
Thanks for joining us today on another Directions Media podcast. If you have any questions about today's podcast or like to comment, please write to us at editors@directionsmag.com and be sure to tell a friend.